You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Aaron Yoruk, and this show first aired on July 24, 2026. You might think this flute sound is coming from a studio or a concert hall, but it's actually coming from the GRT terminal at Cambridge Center. Meet Tracy McDonald. He's been driving buses in Cambridge for more than two decades. But before getting behind the wheel, his career took a very different path.
Well, I kind of fell into this job, actually. Most people don't grow up wanting to be bus drivers. Most of us kind of just happened into it through one way or another. The way it happened for me was I had been working at Historic Fort York in Toronto. It's a War of 1812 museum as part of the City of Toronto's museums. The job had been wonderful, and then things kind of went sour. And so when the city amalgamated and we ended up being put in with the communications department, and it was just a bad fit for the museum. And I loved the museum, and it hurt me with what was happening. So I started looking for different jobs, and I applied to a whole bunch of other stuff. Here I am, 21 years later, here I am.
Driving may be his profession, but music is his passion. During his route breaks, Tracy plays a fife for passengers waiting at the terminal.
The instrument that I play is called a fife, and it's basically like a flute, except it's much more high-pitched, and it was used by European militaries in the 17th through 18th, 19th, and early 19th centuries as a way of sending signals initially on the battlefield, but that by the time you get to the War of 1812, I'm part of an 1812 fife and drum corps. The fife and drum for giving signals are only in camps and stuff like that. You know, they wake soldiers up in the morning, tell them when it's time for dinner and that sort of stuff. But they also play what's called inspiriting music, marches and popular folk tunes, actually. When I started working at Fort York, that's when I started to learn how to play all of this stuff. And then I got into the reenacting afterwards. Well, I started with it because they paid me to. It literally was part of my job description. When I went for an interview at Fort York, they basically said, so you're going to have to learn either to play a fife or a drum. And I said, well, I guess I'll play the fife because my rhythm, not so good. So I chose a fife and started to learn how to play it. And it's a picky instrument because you have to learn how to blow, you know, like blowing across a pop bottle. That's what you're aiming for with a fife. I spent the first 2 days trying to play the thing. I went down, because I was so bad at it, I went down into the Stone Magazine that's at Fort York and for 2 days spent trying to make the darn thing sound, you know. But once you do that, it's a relatively simple instrument to learn how to play. And what I found was that because I've always liked folk music, the military music, there are marches and stuff like that in the British military tradition, but the vast majority of their music is just their folk music. And so I fell in love with it. And well, 36 years later, I'm still playing it.
But how do his passengers react when they hear him play?
Well, I usually get compliments. As a matter of fact, most of my passengers really enjoyed it. I just got a commendation 2 weeks ago because we had I was coming up to the terminal here, and there's a level crossing at Bishop Street, and so there's this. I see it's going to be a five-engine train, which means it's a long train. So I'm going to have 3, 4, 5 minutes. So I just put my maxi, the parking brake on, put the bus in neutral, got my fife out, walked outside of the bus and just started playing, practicing. And when I got back in, everybody applauded. And then a couple of weeks later, I get this, what a nice thing you do. It's, you know, so yeah, people largely appreciate it. Now I have had rocks thrown at me, largely by young kids. I once had the police called on me. Well, I was downtown at Ainslie Street, and I don't know if you've been down to Ainslie Street, right? There's a lot of housing right there, and it's close to right? And so on my lunch breaks, I would just go up to the area behind where the terminal is, and I would practice. And one day, a police officer pulls up, gets out of his car, and goes, "I'm really sorry about this, and you know it's not going to go down right great when a policeman says, 'I'm sorry.' He says, 'You're going to have to stop now.' And I went, 'Okay, why?' He said, 'Because somebody's complained about the noise.' And I went, 'Okay, that's fine, but I thought the noise ordinance only started like at 10 o'clock at night.' And he said, 'No, it's a 24-hour thing. You got—'" And he said, "I'm really sorry." I said, that's fine. And so I went back inside. But there's a nice end to the story. The next week, I had a reason, I can't even remember why I was over there, to go to the armories to talk to somebody about something. And I met the drum major of the Fusiliers and just talked about, you know, he said, "You're not playing this week." And I said, told him about the policeman. And he said, "Ah, don't worry, just come on over into the parking lot. It's federal property. They can't touch you there." So whenever I'm downtown, when I'm on my lunch break, I'll go over onto the parking lot at the armories, and you know, no one can complain because it's federal property. What I like most about it is the public. Like it gives me great satisfaction to know that people appreciate me. You know, I do my best for driving around, being polite to them, being civil. Yeah, I think our society lost an awful lot when we stopped being civil to each other. But dealing with the public is something that I really enjoy. And now, the driving drives me crazy because of the responsibility of it. And it's amazing. When I trained down in Hamilton 26 years ago, and the guy who trained me said, "It's amazing how you put a perfectly nice, intelligent person into a vehicle and start them driving, and as soon as they get near a bus, they'll lose 20 points on their IQ." And it's true. It is absolutely true. People do the craziest stuff around a bus, and that's one of the things that makes for me a very stressful job. You know, it's something I don't enjoy at all. I do it because it's all part of the job, but it's tough to take. But that's why I play music whenever I can. I hope people like it. I think they do. I know a lot of people are amused by it. You know, who's that crazy guy marching around in a parking lot? You know, and what's he playing? But I hope they like it. I hope it gives them a little bit of happiness in the moment that they're here. You know, because life is stressful these days. You know, it's very stressful. Everybody, you know, the economy, our families, the government. Foreign governments, you know, it's stressful. And so bringing a little bit of happiness to people just by playing some music, that's what I hope they get out of it.
Just as we need directions to find our way on the road, we all need something to guide us through life. For Tracy, that's music.
Well, it keeps me sane. And in this job, you know, it's easy to get frustrated. And so being able to jump off of the bus and play either my fife or a penny whistle, it's a way of calming down and, you know. But there's just something about, you know, how, you know, everybody has music that just kind of grabs them. And there's something about folk music from the 18th century that just, it just speaks to me, you know. You know that old question, would you rather lose your sight or your hearing? I think I'd rather lose my sight, because if I didn't have music, Yeah, if I didn't have music, I wouldn't. Me getting all verklempt. Yeah, it's just something that keeps me going.
This was an interview with Cambridge bus driver Tracy McDonald. If you see him playing his fife around the town, don't forget to give him a kind word. This is Aaron York for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, and it's funded by the Community Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived version of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all LGI content on frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.